Trump calls on Biden, Democrats to return cash from anti-Semites backing protests on campus. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 11, 2024. Former President Donald Trump called for President Joe Biden and the Democratic National Committee, DNC, to return donations from anti-Semites backing the protests on college campuses during a rally at Wildwood, New Jersey on Saturday. Trump told the crowd that he was calling on Biden and the Democrat Party to return the donations they had received from anti-Semites who had been financially backing the anti-Israel protests that had unfolded on college and university campuses across the nation in recent weeks. "Tonight I'm officially calling on Joe Biden and the Democrat National Committee to return the donations of all anti-Semites, America haters, and financiers of chaos who have funded the chaos on our campuses," Trump said. "Return the money, Joe." Research conducted by the NGO Monitor and other organizations found that the donors who were funding the protests and encampments were well-known names that were found on donor lists for Biden and the DNC. George Soros Open Society Foundations, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the Tide Center, and the Westchester Peace Action Committee Foundation were among several of the organizations that were found to be funding the organizations involved in the pro-Palestinian protests on campuses. "They raised plenty of money," Trump added. "When I'm president, we will not allow our colleges to be taken over by violent radicals, and if you come here from another country and try to bring jihadism or anti-Americanism or anti-Semitism to our campuses, we will immediately deport you. You'll be out of that school." Biden's Department of Justice has not yet launched an investigation into the civil rights abuses and the anti-Semitic attacks against Jewish students and others on campuses stemming from the protests. During the rally on Saturday, Trump also said that he supports Israel as it continues to eradicate Hamas terrorists from the Gaza Strip. His comments came after Biden said during an interview with CNN that he was going to withhold weapons and artillery if Israel moved to invade Rafah, Hamas' last stronghold.